And now, from the DTC Sports Broadcast Studio, it's time for another episode of The Box Score, the weekly Middle Tennessee High School sports podcast for all things sports in Cannon, DeKalb, Gordonsville, Smith, and Watertown. Featuring your hosts, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair.
And welcome into The Box Score, Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. Nearly a third of the season, Murph, I guess 3 out of 11 weeks.
Put the brakes on. It's going way too fast, way too fast.
27%, I guess, is in the books. We've got week three, and week three came with a lot of weather delays. You had some that played part of a game and canceled the rest, made a no contest. Some that got stopped in the first quarter where the team said, nope, we're not coming back, it's over. Some stopped the second, third, whatever. And some that played till nearly midnight. So you got a variety. You had a lot continued on Saturday as well.
There were some West Tennessee games that did not finish until after midnight. I talked to a couple of people earlier in the week, and they had a 2 or 2.5 hour bus ride home to Union City after playing Riverside. I'd say some of those kids didn't get in bed until 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning, Terry.
Probably not unless you were hurt, Murphy. They always do that on Saturday morning, see the trainer and, you know, right, do whatever they had to do. I guess you were hugging the covers for quite a while. Let's go ahead and look at the DeKalb County at Watertown, which was our game of the week. Sonic of Carthage stats, surprising to say the least. Watertown with a dominant victory, 268 yards to 131. There was only one turnover in the game, but you know, first half, Murphy, it was 24-0, and Gavin Webster, who we'll talk to a little bit later, had his team playing really well.
They did all the things right, didn't make those stupid mistakes they've been making in the early part of the season. Not a lot of turnovers, I don't think they had any turnovers in the ball game, and not a lot of penalties either. So hopefully that was a lesson well learned, and will make for a better season throughout the month of September and October.
Of course, DeKalb had a quarterback change there at half, as we'll see when we get into stats, Murphy. But, you know, after DeKalb, you know, maybe didn't just light the scoreboard up in their first 2 weeks, still, you know, kind of searching his coach Trapp, what players need to go where.
I hate that for Steve. I know he's got to be scratching his head trying to figure out what are we doing wrong? What do we need to change? What do we need to do? Because they're a better team than they look like, but the trips into the end zone are just not there.
Right. Of course, they did beat Warren County on that initial game. Let's go ahead and look at the individual stats for sponsored by Sonic of Carthage. Garrett Davis, an outstanding night for Watertown. Big first half. He was 12 of 14, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also carried it 13 times for 55 yards and another score. So he's got roughly 211 yards of offense. And then Jesse Bratcher, who'd kind of been held quiet, Murph, for the first couple of games, responds with a huge game. 7 receptions, 135 yards, 2 speeds, 2 touchdowns. This young man's got a lot of speed and can stretch the field vertically for them. Gunnar Tompkins, a big night on defense. He also added 2 receptions for 26 yards, 7.5 tackles, and also a 67-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown, which was the only turnover, I think, that DeKalb had the entire game. John Hendricks comes in the second half, goes 4 for 8 for the Tigers for 36 yards, and then Cecil Ketchum, 10 rushes for 51 yards. Murphy, we talked last week. We thought this would be a 1-touchdown game either way.
Didn't work out that way. Bratcher obviously had a great night. More than half of the passes went to him. He averaged almost 20 yards a reception, and that's a pretty good night when everything is said and done.
Let's go ahead and look at the Pickett County and Cannon County. Cannon County just blitzes the Bobcats. 61-0, the game was called with 2 minutes remaining in the second quarter. Only 7 total offensive plays for Cannon County. They were scoring every time they touched it. They had 7 defensive takeaways. 3 of those went back for touchdowns. Eli Garrett, Miles Alexander, and Kale Sellers not eye-popping stats, Murphy, but when you get to the end zone, that's where your yardage stops, unfortunately, for Cannon County.
Yeah, and they almost every time they touched the football, they took it into the end zone in one or two plays. If that wasn't bad enough with the weather being the way it was, Pickett County got caught in a traffic jam somewhere in Cookeville, I think, and they didn't even get there until 7 o'clock. The game didn't start until 7:15.
Let's look at Gordonsville at Fayetteville. Murphy, we thought this game would be close, but the Tigers keep on rolling. They get the win at Fayetteville. Of course, had the weather delay there. Jay Foster, another big night. 165 yards passing, a couple of scores, a couple of rushes for 20 yards. JT Summers, a guy that we have not seen a lot out of the Gordonsville backfield. He had 16 carries for 89 yards and a score. Lee Scurlock, he's just a burly fullback for Gordonsville, does a great job blocking. Had four rushes for 20 yards and a couple of scores. And then when you look for Fayetteville, Zion Najee, 19 carries for 77 yards in both Fayetteville touchdowns. And then Niles Barrett, 7 for 17, 53 yards, but he had three interceptions and then four rushes for 18 yards. A dominant, eye-opening performance for Steven Jackson's squad, Murphy.
Yeah, and I know that had to satisfy Steven and the rest of the coaching staff as well. Gordonsville scored more points in that game than they did in the first two games. And that looked much more like the Gordonsville team we expected to see all season long.
Livingston at Smith County, it was a tale of 2 days. Owls lead 17-6 at halftime on Friday and then come back on Saturday, and Livingston outscores them 14-0. Both teams had 70 yards each of offense in the second half. The big thing with the Owls, three turnovers, and one of those was a fumble return for a touchdown, which swung the whole momentum of the game. Caden Weitzel, 156 yards rushing, 24 yards receiving, three total touchdowns, one by pass, one by rush, and he threw in a two-point conversion as well. Cole Hackett, all in the first half, six receptions, 68 yards and a score. Riley Martin, a couple of interceptions, had 126 yards, and then Dylan Raines led the running game with 11 carries for 64 yards. Let's look at the Region 4-2A scoreboard. Triasso County on Thursday night beats Innovation Academy out of Springfield 55-6, and then Clay County, a continuation from Friday night, wins on Saturday 20-9 over Jackson. Let's go ahead and look at the Region 4-3A scores, brought to you by Carthage Saveway, a better way to save. Summertown beats Cascade by 2. Huntland beats Community in a blowout. Forest and Mount Pleasant close, but the Rockets get the win by 3. Lawrence County beats Giles County 42-28. And South Pittsburgh 40-6 over Sequatchie. I thought that may be a little bit closer. Looking at the Region 4-4A, Macon County scores on their opening drive. Greenbrier calls them on Saturday morning or texts them and says, hey, we're not coming back. They only played about 2.5 minutes of that game, so Macon gets the 7-0 win. In Lafayette, Stone Memorial beats Cumberland 40-0. Upland, impressive on Thursday night. They beat the Farragut Admirals 42-6. And then White County, in a always a big rivalry game, beats Cookeville 21-7. We'll have an interview with head coach Gavin Webster of the Watertown Purple Tigers when we return, as we will remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by Pavement Restorations.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookeville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
DTC delivers the internet you need with customer service that is second to none. We're your friends and neighbors, working nonstop to make everyday life even better.
Right now, new customers score free internet until 2026 when you sign up with AutoPay. That's a winning serve for your home and family. Don't just play, make gains with every swing.
We're standing by, ready to help you take the next step. DTC, making a difference where it matters most.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit huffpufftrucking.com to learn more.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. And we've been joined by Gavin Webster, the head coach for Watertown Purple Tigers. And coach, I know you had a rain delay or weather delay, just like a lot of other teams. But when you're sitting in that locker room up 24-0 and a half, I guess you kept preaching, hey, we've still got another half to go.
Yeah, we did. We had to get them, you know, settled down and everything. And especially once we realized that we were going to be probably an hour in there. And just, you know, we did our regular meeting that we have at halftime. Then we knew it was going to be a longer wait. We got them back in the locker room and got them relaxed and spread out. And just, hey, just, you know, we're going to be here a while. We're going to finish this game. And to get off your feet, relax, and just, you know, we'll let you know when we're going.
Coach, what did you do to make that game so one-sided? Before we went on the air, I made the comment, if I'd have told you you were going to win by 30-plus points, you wouldn't have believed me. But the guys did what you'd been hoping they would do all season long, and it was a pretty sweet night altogether.
I really don't know that it's anything I did. You know, we preached all week, and we've been preaching since week one, week two. Hey, got to cut out the turnovers. We got to cut out the self-inflicting penalties that we have been doing. And if you go back and look at that game, we didn't have any turnovers. Didn't have very many penalties, you know, so we cut those to a minimum. We cut the turnovers out, and you know that's what we've been telling them. Hey, you cut all this out, you're gonna see yourself winding up on the better side of the column.
Coach, I know you lost a couple of close games to start the season against the Owls and the Tigers, but it seemed like first half y'all were firing on all cylinders. I talked to Seth during your delay, who keeps your stats, and he was telling me that y'all had nearly 200 yards of offense, or over 200, a little under 200. But your quarterback threw the ball well, your receivers caught it well. They did a good job of running after the catch. And I know when that happens, when you get both the throwing game and the running game going as a coach, that's what you like to see.
Yeah, it is. And I felt like we put Garrett, who's our quarterback, and our receivers, we put them in a better position of getting them quick throws, getting it out of his hands quicker. I know we did have to throw one deep one one time. We got in a third and long situation, actually twice, to be honest with you. But the start of the game, we were getting rid of the ball quicker, and they were making plays. So that's what we want, you know. Get them, you know, get out of his hands quick. Let's make some quick throws, and if we have to, it's going to eventually open up the deeper throws.
Coach, I know it's got to make you feel a whole lot better about Giles County, your opponent this week. They always put a good product on the field. And what happened this past Friday night couldn't have come at a better time, because Giles County has got a good football team with lots of speed and lots of athletic ability.
Yeah, they're going to bring a good football team in this week, and, you know, that's one thing we wanted to do, be able to get in that win column, give us a little more confidence going into this game. They do, Coach O'Connor, they bring in a good football team. You know, people say they're a little young, but they've got talent and they got speed all over the field. So he's bringing a good football program in here Friday night, and we're going to have to be very disciplined and play with a lot of effort and fly around the ball.
Coach, it's your first region game. All of those very important, determine playoff seeding, and you could kind of turn some heads and raise some eyebrows if you could pull an upset off Friday night at home.
Oh, yeah. If we could do that somehow, you know, figure out, you know, I don't care if it's a one-point win, you know, win's a win. So, you know, you never know in football. You know, keep playing hard. Give yourself a chance in the fourth quarter and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. So that's what we always preach, you know. Especially when you're playing somebody that's probably a little more talented than you, you know. Hey, keep playing hard. Give yourself a shot in the fourth quarter. You never know. They may have a bad night. They may turn the ball over, this, that, and other. So you always got to keep playing. That's why you play for four quarters. And we preach that around here a lot.
I look at your schedule, and the region that you're in right now, Gavin, is pretty tough. We've already talked about Giles County. Sequatchie County's always got a good program. This year and a couple of years ago, Forest was extremely good. So you've got a couple that you should be able to coast through, but you've got two or three still on the schedule that are going to be as good as anybody you play.
Oh, yeah, our schedule, our region schedule, you know, it's a very tough region. You know, you got probably five teams competing for four spots there that could go either way. So when we get to those region games, you know, we got to make sure we're poised and disciplined and ready to go.
Have you had already, I would guess, two or three practices since last Friday night? Do you sense a confidence builder because of that DeKalb County game, and maybe the players are listening to you guys a little bit more than they have in the past?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had a good day yesterday. It was we typically use it more as an install day and try to get as much work as we can. We had a JV game last night, so we're kind of limited on how long we can go. But watched some film yesterday, had a little install day, and, you know, the kids are receptive. You know, we got a good game plan going in against Giles County. I feel like we do. It just all comes down to execution. Got to be able to execute it on both sides of the ball.
Coach, have you got Big Ed turning the sprinklers on a little bit more this week to try to slow down that Giles County speed?
we might have to work on that a little bit. You know, I get out of here, like, you know, Friday night, and I look out there, and he's freaking mowing the field after the ball game. I'm like, that man don't stop.
I agree.
When the weatherman's saying there's not going to be any rain anywhere at all in Middle Tennessee this week, so you can't count on that unless you turn the sprinklers on.
Oh, I know. We've got a good week of weather here.
Coach, when you look at the Bobcats, I guess the one thing that it's hard to simulate in practice is their speed. And sometimes it takes you a series or two defensively because you can't mimic that with your scout team on when you're running their offense. On how to do that. I know that you can say, hey, we need to take a good angle, but sometimes until you're in the fire, so to speak, it's hard to get used to that.
Yeah, when you don't have the speed they have, you know, you're right. It is hard to mimic. You know, the main thing is we want our guys to see is, you know, we've scouted them really well. Here's the formations. Here's what they like to do, and they're, you know, we've got all their games, you know, the first three games. So, you know, we've scouted them well. This is where they do. Main thing is alignment and assignment. and go play ball. And then you get there, you gotta make things happen.
Coach, always wondering about the injury situation. Your guy's pretty healthy as we get ready for Giles County this week.
We had one young man get injured the other night with a concussion, so he'll be out this week. So other than that, old injuries that happened before the year started with some younger guys, you know, everybody else will be healthy.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us. Best of luck to you in Watertown when you get to play at home once again. I know you love to play in there in your home field, and you've got a great setup as far as concessions, bathrooms, stands, and all that. I know your fans really enjoy playing at home.
Oh, yeah, we got a good facility. It's second to none, you know, and we get really good turnouts. We get really good support by the community, and it's just, you know, it's fun to have home ball games here in Watertown.
Giles County and Watertown coming up on Friday night. Thank you, Coach Gavin Webster.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Murray.
Been talking to Coach Webster of Watertown, and we'll have an interview with Nick Bissell, the soccer head coach at Smith County High. When we return, as we remind you, you're watching The Box Score, brought to you by PRI Pavement Restorations Incorporated.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Friendly, traditional banking at its best. It's what our customers have learned to expect at Citizens Bank, and we're always happy to deliver, with plenty of options for personal and commercial checking accounts, as well as a variety of loan types. We can help you achieve your financial goals, all with a friendly hometown smile. Citizens Bank at 407 Main Street and 61 Dixon Springs Highway in Carthage, 70 Cookville Highway in South Carthage, and 530 Gordonsville Highway in Gordonsville. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Huff and Puff Trucking, it's more than a job. It's the people beside you. People who go the extra mile. Together. Hard work. Real pride. Good people. That's who we are. Huff and Puff Trucking. Driven by purpose. Powered by people. Ready to join us? Visit HuffPuffTrucking.com to learn more. Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
And welcome back to The Box Score. Terry Collins along with Murphy Fair. We've been joined by Smith County High girls soccer coach, Nick Bissell. And Coach Bissell, I know that you also are the athletic director, but there's a little bit, instead of a party of one anymore in the Bissell household, there's a party of three. I know you got married over the summer, and that little girl that you bring to the ball games, she's precious.
Oh yes, me and Keisha, we've been dating for a while, got married this May, and they're big supporters of Smith County Athletics. She loves ball, Delilah does, and my wife Keisha, she always brings her to ball games and big supporter of that, and now she's been to so many ball games that Keisha will say, hey, Nick's going to work. No, Nick don't go to work, he just goes play ball. All she thinks I do is play ball, and I wish that was true, but it ain't.
But Nick, you're outnumbered now, 2-1. Are you losing a lot of arguments in the household now?
Oh, yeah. I between them both, I don't know if I win anything, Murphy. I mean, it's one of those things where they rule the roost, that's for sure.
Nick, when you look at your team, you go to the mountains this past weekend, and of course you had some weather problems just like everybody else did that played football, but your team performed pretty well, and you brought home another cup.
Yeah, the Smoky Mountain Cup, that group, I've been going up there. After my first year, we went to a Kentucky tournament that is still sponsored by the same group. And we started going to the mountains, and Van, he does a great job of running that tournament. It's up there, it's right on Rocky Top Sports Complex up there around Gatlinburg Pittman. It's a beautiful complex. And we've been going up there for years, and we're a very small school in a big tournament. And it's great because we see teams that we normally wouldn't play. We play Kentucky teams, we played South Carolina teams. We've been, you know, we've played a lot of different competition up there. And this year was, you know, one of those things where we knew we were gonna have some hard ball games and going against some bigger schools. So we tried to scout ahead of time. I went and watched one team play before one of our other games. And we had a good game plan, and the girls stepped up in a big way. So it was fun. It's always a fun experience. Good team bonding. We stay in a big cabin, go out to eat, go to do some fun things in Gatlinburg, and it's always fun to win. And they played well up there.
Coach, all the years I spent in Smith County, volleyball was the farthest thing from anybody's mind. I didn't know if Smith County High School would ever get a volleyball team, but obviously in a very somewhat short period of time, you've done a really good job with that program. I'm sorry, soccer. Well, same thing. They didn't have soccer when I was there either. Right. I'm sorry, but obviously you've done a really good job there, and I know you got to be happy against those larger schools like that to come away with a trophy.
Oh yes, it was nice to see. Smith County soccer has grown tremendously, and that comes from efforts from a lot of different people. But we're proud of our field at home and everything else. We always have a good crowd. We had one of the biggest fan bases that went up to us with the mountains and everything. And you know, it's sort of one of those things where you build it and it will come. I had some kids that's never played soccer this year that stepped up in a big way and has actually got time and actually starting it. Never played. You know, if you have the work ethic and determination, you know, we'll try to put you in the right place to succeed.
Coach, you got a very young team, and you had a prolific score that you lost a year ago. So I know that's one thing that you had to work on this year, because you had a young lady last year that would get you 2 or 3 goals a game, it seemed like, and she was nearly unstoppable. Of course, you know, that's always a big plus.
Yeah, that was one thing we talked about as soon as that season was over. Of course, Aubrey Police is who we're talking about, and her counterpart was Kylie Jenkins. They were a dynamic duo. They helped us score 95% of our scoring for the last 3 or 4 years. And so when you lose that, you talk about what you can do and all that stuff. And so when we went to camp at Lindsey Wilson, that was something we really talked about a lot. And we've worked on that. And at the early season, I was like, I don't know, we'll just have to defend like crazy and hope we can pop one in. And that was sort of our mentality to begin with. And now we're sort of after the mountains this weekend, we really saw some really good things up there with our offense and how we want to score and the best ability to score and taking more shots. We're still working on that, but we're doing better than we were, and it's paying off.
Hey, you got the trophy. That's what matters, right, Coach?
That's right.
If I'm not mistaken, you've got some Gordonsville girls, you've got some Smith County girls on this team, and I think that's great for so many different ways, not just because it gives girls at both schools an opportunity to play a sport, but just the togetherness of the whole thing, I think, is pretty special.
Yes, these girls are get along great. You know, there is that rivalry, and of course, when it's the Gordonsville Smith County football game, they all wear their school colors and talk a little trash to each other. But it's all out of good fun and all that stuff. But when we're on the soccer field, the first mantra I sort of had when we came into this was one team playing together, because it was in previous years before that was some different things of individuals and things like that. So we really tried to buy into that, and that's one that we sort of kept all the way through my tenure here. But yes, we've always had good numbers from Gordonsville. I love having my Gordonsville kids, love having my Smith County kids, and it's fun to see the two schools and how well we work together and stuff. It's really nice to have that that bond and that closeness to, you know, a family aspect. It's fun to see that, and especially one of our sports.
Coach, give us a breakdown, if you know, about how many kids from Gordonsville High School and how many kids from Smith County High School are on the team.
Well, in years past, it has always been about three or four. And then last couple of years, I got up to five or six that came from Gordonsville. And Smith County was sort of my carrier in that. This year is the first year that we are split evenly. We have 24 girls on that team, and it's 12 and 12. So that was it's never happened before. Don't know if it'll happen since, but it was just one of those things where I graduated certain numbers here and there, and it finally caught up to us, and it's an even split right now. So that's just where we're at right now. It's pretty cool.
Coach, did you have tryouts, or did it, if anybody wanted to play, they're playing?
We have tryouts. I try to give every kid a chance. There are some that we talk to and might become managers, or hey, you work on this and come back to me next year. But we do have a tryout. It's different on the scale of skill and everything like that, because you want to have good numbers for practice when you're going, especially 11 on 11. You might have an injury or two and scrimmage play and stuff. So you want to have numbers and stuff like that. But we do have a tryout with that.
Coach, I figured out my first game of soccer that I ever participated in, and the only one I ever participated
in. Pay attention now.
We were at Ball State, and that's back when I was skinny and played college basketball there. And Coach, the amount of running that's involved in soccer is like no other sport.
It never stops.
You never stop. I told them later, I said, just let me be the goalie. I mean, I don't care what y'all go do, let me be the goalie. They still run some, but they don't have the activity that most of your players. What's an average mileage does a soccer player run in the duration of a game?
I would say if they're playing the majority of the game, 3 or 4 miles. And especially that goes, I mean, that could go, of course, more or less depending on your time and all that stuff and where you play and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it's a lot. Conditioning is, and especially for us being a fall sport, conditioning starts in July, of course, the hottest time of the year. And so we have to be smart with that. We have to, you know, game plan with that. And then up in, and when we go to camp in Kentucky at Lindsey Wilson, you know, we try to do some conditioning up there while we're there and stuff like that. So you try to wiggle it in. But the best conditioning is playing, because you're, you know, using all your muscles, all your looks, all that stuff. So we try to scrimmage a lot. Throughout the summer and throughout the year, just with ourselves in our squad scrimmage, and that usually helps us more than anything.
Well, Coach Nick Basile, we appreciate you taking your time to visit with us and talk to us about the Smith County High soccer team, which is split down the middle with blue and white and black and gold. Best of luck the rest of the year.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Nick.
And we've been visiting with Nick Basile, the Smith County High girls soccer coach, and we'll have Murphy's Picks when we return, as we remind you, you're watching The Box Score.
Got a special outdoor project that you need to tackle? BDGR Excavating is the one to call. Custom land clearing, mulching, excavation, and more. They can help get the job done, even when others have failed. Call the problem solvers at BDGR at 615-489-1329 and let them help you get that project out of the way so you can really start enjoying your property. BDGR Excavating.
Community Wellness Clinic is a nurse practitioner owned and operated full service medical clinic. Our emphasis is on good health and wellness throughout every generation of your family. We strive to provide the expert quality of care that our patients deserve and expect. Along with primary care services, we also offer a full complement of urgent care services. Let us be your family's good health partner. Community Wellness Clinic in Woodbury. Phone 615-563-7515.
Pavement Restorations began in 2006 to help our clients find cost-effective ways to extend the life of their existing asphalt and concrete assets. We're now proud to be a leader in the asphalt and concrete construction industry across Tennessee. PRI offers asphalt paving and production, on-site concrete mixtures, asphalt and concrete repairs, preservation, and cold asphalt mixtures. So let our team introduce you to the PRI way of construction on your next project.
Regardless of where you call home, you can relax even more when you trust DTC Security to keep tabs on your home and your family's safety.
For just $49.99, get a system with a touch keypad, three window or door sensors, motion detector, key fob, and standard installation. Secure every corner of your home court with DTC Security.
Don't wait until something happens. Contact DTC Security now and take the worry away at your home.
And welcome back to the Box Score. Justin Malden always doing a great job for us, and we appreciate his hard effort. And he's the one that's behind the scenes and does all the work.
He pushes all the buttons.
Right. Murph, when you look, I know we've got some tough games coming up this week. Should be a fun week. I know the heat is entering back into the equation. By the looks, you know, we're back up around 90. We liked last week, not Friday night when it was 91, but Saturday night when it was 63 was much more pleasurable.
And just the weather, and I meant to ask you about the, because you were there, the Smith County game. Was it rain or just lightning? Or
no, it lightened. It did rain, not a lot in Carthage, but it was mostly lightened. And of course, every time it lightens, according to Tito Bustabla, you have to wait 30 minutes.
Right.
And they've got that AccuWeather or whatever they look at. And when there's a lightning strike within 10 miles of the stadium, then it's automatic. Game stops immediately, and you wait 30 minutes until you can play again. And they did that for a while on Friday night and kept pushing it back, and then they decided they'd come back on Saturday. Let's go ahead and look at the game night, which is Giles County at Watertown. We talked with head coach Gavin Webster earlier. The Bobcats, Murph, always have a lot of speed, and the Purple Tigers are going to have to try to contain that if they're going to play this game close.
Well, like they did last week, no penalties to speak of, no turnovers at all, and they're going to have to play an A or A-plus ball game to stay with Giles County, and I don't think this Giles County team is anywhere near what they've been in the past, so that might make that game a little closer than we think.
Thinking, you know, kind of trying to contain that speed is always tough. Let's go ahead and look at the picks that Murph does. We're going to start off with Maribel at Cleveland.
I think Maribel wins that one. They've struggled a little bit, but they've played a very demanding schedule. Nobody wants to play Maribel unless they have to. And they opened the season with Alcoa this year instead of catching them later on in the campaign. But lost that one, lost another one as well. Cleveland, not quite the team. They have a new coach this year also. So I think Maryville probably gets in the win column on that one.
Gary Rankin and his boy Buchanan Buccaneers go to Notre Dame.
That game will probably be pretty one-sided. Notre Dame was not very good last year. Coach Hill, a longtime friend of mine, used to coach at St. George's in Memphis and has come back to the Volunteer State, and his team is much, much better than it was last year, but they're not as good as Boyd Buchanan. Boyd's going to win that one rather easily.
Dobbins-Bennett at Oak Ridge.
I think that one will be a great game. I talked to Coach Rang, the head football coach in his third year at Oak Ridge. I talked to him yesterday, and they're playing really, really well. Dobbins-Bennett has not lost a game. Oak Ridge has not lost a game. That's going to be a good one to watch, I think, and a tough one to call, but I think Oak Ridge wins it because they're playing at home.
Let's go ahead and look. Middle Tennessee picks Monterey at Clay County.
You could probably pick that one better than I can. Monterey is really struggling this year. They had a lot of seniors last year, and Clay County's playing well, so I'm going to have to go with the guys from Salina in that one.
I would concur. Gallatin at Cookeville.
Gallatin's quarterback used to be on the same travel baseball team as my grandson. We know Coach Michael Straub and his family very, very well. Cookeville is not very good this year, and Gallatin's quarterback will be playing at VMI next year. He's already got a full ride being offered to him, and they've accepted. So I think Gallatin probably wins that game.
Mount Juliet, Lebanon, that's always a brawl.
It won't be this year. Mount Juliet is terrible. I don't know what's going on over there, but they haven't won a game and haven't even looked good in a game. And we got to root for Chuck in that right. One. So we'll go with Lebanon in that one.
Go ahead and look at the West Tennessee picks. Murphy's grandson, they ease back on their pick list, and that's Adamsville at Riverside.
Every day I change my mind 6 times about whether I want to go to that game. It'd be a great game, I think. They haven't had a whole lot of luck against Riverside in the past, and this year's Adamsville team is playing really well, so I think they've got a shot to win that one.
Germantown at Whitehaven.
Germantown's playing really well, too. Whitehaven has been in a bit of a drought the last 2 or 3 years. I'm not real sure what's going on over there, but Germantown's for real this year, and I think Germantown, that may be my upset special. I'm going to go with Germantown in that one.
Dixon County going to Henry County, and anytime you go to Henry County, you've taken me there, Murphy, for tailgating, which is like a college feel more than a high school. It's just quite the pageantry and quite a lead up to the football game.
The fans put out a menu and just about everything that you could imagine right. is going to be available there somewhere. They have a new coach too. Their coach is now at Rockvale in Rutherford County. So they've struggled a bit. Dixon County playing pretty well right now. The guy who used to coach at Montgomery Central, Jeff Tomlinson, is doing really well at Dixon. And that's another one of my surprise pick. I'm going with Dixon County in that one.
Let's go ahead and look at the local picks. Of course, you start off with what will probably be a one-sided game.
I think so.
Community at Cannon County. Of course, Community High School sits there in Unionville in Bedford County.
I don't know that we'll score 61 points, but I'm feel pretty good that we've got that one taken care of, and that should be a blowout for the Lions. They need another one like that because they've got Gordonsville the next week, and that's going to be a battle.
Friendship Christian at DeKalb as Coach Trapp and his team are looking to rebound.
You look at his schedule, though, and it doesn't get any easier. Friendship's playing well this year. John McNeil's been the coach there since almost football was invented, and he's got a pretty good squad this year, so I think Friendship wins that one as well.
Liberty Creek, stepping down in classification, coming to Gordonsville.
Yeah, I think Gordonsville's got that one taken care of as well. They played really well last week, and I kind of like the Gordonsville of old. They don't mind hitting you, and that's going to be a battle, but I think Gordonsville wins at Turney Ford Field.
The Owls of Smith County High travel to Westmoreland and face their former head coach, Mike Dickerson, who's on the Westmoreland staff now as an assistant coach. And Murph, Westmoreland played Macon County pretty tough there for a half.
Yeah, they did. And Smith County struggled a little bit last week. I'd really like to see the Owls come back with a win, but I think at Westmoreland, despite the fact that the Eagles had a lot of seniors on last year's team, Smith County's going to have their hands full. I figure Westmoreland probably wins that one.
And we'll finish up with Giles County at Watertown.
Giles County, we talked about that a little bit before we went on the air here, and I think despite the fact that Watertown played its best game of the season so far last week, I really think Giles County's just got too much athleticism and too much speed not to win that ball game.
Murph, when you look at these picks from week to week, I know we kind of keep in the loop as far as whose team seems to be playing, but that's the great thing about high school football from week to week. You don't know who might get injured in a practice on a Monday or Tuesday,
right.
or who's nursing an injury and might not play. So that makes these picks that much even tougher.
And you never know which team's going to show up.
Right.
After all, they are 15, 16, 17-year-old guys. And, you can have the game of your life 1 week and just look like you've never seen a football field the next.
That is for sure. And that'll wrap up today's show. Thanks so much, Justin Malden, Murphy, and I'm Terry. We want to thank our sponsors, Pavement Restorations, Huff and Puff Trucking, Citizens Bank, Sonica Carthage, Carthage Safeway, Community Wellness Clinic, and BDGR Excavating. Thanks for watching The Box Score, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.
You've been listening to The Box Score. Join us weekly each Thursday for a new podcast episode, and make sure to subscribe and share so all get notified when new episodes arrive. On behalf of the crew at DTC Sports, Terry Collins and the guru, Murphy Fair, thanks for joining us.